Nolte, 13 Reasons Bernie Sanders is a Tougher Trump Opponent Than Joe Biden. By John Nolte on March 3, 2020. The entire Democrat establishment is moving heaven and earth to kill the Bernie Sanders campaign. And unfortunately for them, Joe Biden is their only alternative. Okay, I know I'm going to be accused of concern trolling for this. Accused of trying to con Democrats into voting for Bernie, because I secretly want Bernie to win. There's nothing I can do about that. All I can say is that as a Trump supporter, as someone who very much wants four more MAGA years, Bernie worries me more than Biden. Here's why. Polls. In the Real Clear Politics poll of polls, Bernie and Biden are both beating President Trump by about 5 points. So all things being equal in the numbers, my thoughts turn to the following. Political movement. Have you seen Bernie's rallies? They look like Donald Trump's rallies. Bernie is leading an honest-to-goodness political movement. He has a real constituency, a huge base of support to build on. Have you seen Biden's rallies? They look like Hillary Clinton rallies. Biden has no following, no base of support, no constituency. Biden's supporters will argue he has the black vote, but whoever wins the nomination will have the black vote, including Bernie. And black voters are not turning out in throngs to attend Biden's rallies. Sorry. The excitement just isn't there. Excitement matters in presidential elections. You need people excited to vote for you. You need to turn out voters. Change. Bernie is a change candidate. Biden represents the past. He's a placeholder. Change excites people. Placeholders don't. The future excites people. The past doesn't. We're Americans. We look forward, not back. Did I mention excitement matters? Mental acuity. Bernie is sharp as a tack. Biden is exhausted, elderly, frail, and has more brain freezes than one can count. Trump is going to do to Biden what he did to the ailing Hillary, work him into the ground. Presidential elections are won on competence. More than issues or anything else, it is competence that wins elections, that makes the difference. When's the last time an incompetent candidate won the presidency? Biden spent 2 weeks lying, or fantasizing, about being arrested as a U.S. senator in South Africa in support of Nelson Mandela. Bernie is competent. Biden is not. Political ability. Bernie is a much better politician than Biden, who's undisciplined and forever shooting off his stupid mouth, see number 4. Intelligence. Bernie is smarter than Biden. Being smarter than Biden is a low bar, so I want to be fair, Bernie is just smart. On the ball. Debates. Bernie is a much better debater than Biden. And I look forward to their one-on-one debates after the Democrat field clears. The Iraq War. Bernie opposed the Iraq War. Biden not only supported the Iraq War. He vigorously supported it and is now trying to lie his way out of that fact. Trump will beat Biden senseless over Iraq. Corruption. As of now, I know of no major scandals in Bernie's past. Biden, however, still can't explain his son Hunter's looting of Ukraine and China, and he still can't explain why he did what Trump was falsely impeached for, using the threat of withholding U.S. aid to extort Ukraine into firing a government prosecutor looking into Hunter's corrupt company. Record of failures. Bernie's record is of a senator who never did much. The Obama-Biden administration oversaw the worst economic recovery in 100 years, bungled Libya, spied on Trump's campaign, spied on journalists, gave deadly firearms to Mexican drug lords, botched Obamacare, allowed red lines to be crossed, and did nothing effective about ISIS. History repeats itself. In 2004, we saw Democrats do the exact same thing to Howard Dean that they are now attempting to do to Bernie. Destroy the insurgent who creates all the excitement with their base, especially young voters. With the help of the media, and the infamous Dean scream, they wiped Dean out in order to prop up the nice, safe, dull, establishment John Kerry, who went on to lose to George W. Bush. At the time, Bush was running for re-election on a much weaker record than Trump's, and Kerry is more on the ball than the 78-year-old Biden, who has never really been on the ball. Then, in 2008, the Democrats got smart and chose the insurgent Barack Obama, the guy who excited the base and young voters, over the dull, establishment, and entitled Hillary Clinton. With Obama, they won 2 presidential elections in a row. Then, in 2016, Democrats chose the dull establishment Hillary over Bernie, the guy who created all the excitement. And they lost. Don't make me mention excitement again. Racism. Unlike Trump, no one has to lie to prove Joe Biden's a racist. Bernie doesn't have any racial issues I'm aware of. Serial young girl touching. Biden's creepy behavior with young girls is on film, and there's a lot of it. If Biden wins the nomination, Trump supporters are going to, and justifiably so, go crazy with it. Trump can tie Biden up in knots with this stuff. I'm unaware of anything similar in Bernie's past, and I don't want to hear about his silly fiction writing. There's a big difference between purple prose and sniffing up a schoolgirl. Dash. Bernie or Biden? The smart, savvy politician, the change candidate who has a real following, or the tired, old, mentally exhausted, gaffe machine with a terrible record and no vision for the future? I'm not saying Biden can't beat Trump. I'm not saying Bernie can't lose to Trump. I'm just pointing to the lay of the land. I'm also saying that, just like establishment Republicans in 2016, establishment Democrats would rather lose the presidency in 2020 than lose control of the party to Bernie. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.